Madam President, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, I bring to the 65th World Health Assembly the warmest greetings and best wishes of His Majesty the King, the government, and the people of Bhutan. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, with increasing cost of health care, changes in epidemiology, demography, and the current global financial and economic situation, it is most appropriate for us to deliberate on the theme towards universal coverage. It is to be noted the benefits of principles of universal coverage, which include the institution of equitable prepayment and pooling resources, and the avoidance of direct payment at the point of delivery, and therefore averting financial catastrophe and impoverishment. We in Bhutan have been fortunate to have enjoyed access to free health care under the farsighted visionary leadership of our kings. Our health system is founded on principles of primary health care, and Bhutan has made remarkable progress, such as in universal health coverage, which was declared in 1991, and immunization coverage has been sustained above 95%. Almost 90% of population has access to safe drinking water, and Bhutan is on track in attaining the health-related Millennium Development Goals. Poverty alleviation has been main goal during our 10th five-year plan, which began in 2008, and it will remain so during the 11th five-year plan. The very close association of poverty with health, or vice versa, and with poverty reduction being given highest priority in our strategic plans, the health sector continues to receive high priority ever since the launch of our development plan in 1961. With a health system financed overridingly through public resources and delivered free of charge to the population with over 90% coverage, Bhutan consistently endeavors to sustain universal coverage of healthcare. At present, about 11% of health expenditures are out-of-pocket payments. The total health expenditure as percentage of GDP stands at 3.5%, and public health expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure constituting 88%. Madam President, Excellence, ladies and gentlemen, while we may have made commendable achievement, Bhutan is challenged with sustainability of free health care, the cost of which is escalating year by year due to change in epidemiology, demography, evolving health care needs of the population, and emergence of new technologies. With the plans for gradual phasing out by our development partners, Bhutan will face even more challenges to sustain its efforts towards maintaining the status of universal coverage. Under the support of Global Fund, Bhutan has been able to control three communicable diseases, namely HIV/AIDS, TB, and malaria. The cancellation of Global Fund Round 11 proposal will impede, if not reverse, the achievement made thus far, and the Bhutan's aspiration to eliminate malaria will also be affected. In the light of sustaining and promoting primary health care coverage in our country, it has become crucial for us to explore and cover and implement alternative strategies in line with our development philosophy and gross national happiness. The four dimensions of new economic paradigm proposed by Bhutan at a high-level event at the United Nations in New York on 2nd of April this year were well-being, happiness, ecological sustainability, fair distribution, and efficient use of things, as cost resources. We have submitted this report to Rio Plus Summit by our Prime Minister. For want of time, I have to cut short. Let us draw our synergy to work together towards the benefit of people worldwide, especially those who do not have access to health care and for those facing catastrophic health care costs. Together, united, we can move the mountain. Thank you. Trustee Dele.